Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, this is it, the first, I'm sorry I'm out of breath, the first TJ and Jody's house podcast edition on location, and it may be unlistenable. We have no idea.
No.
So we'll get into some of the technical aspects of this in just a minute, but first we always have to sing the praises, they say, of our sponsor, Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress.
Yes.
So Christmas is coming, and you know you're going to have people come from, you know, far, far away to stay with you for Christmas. You want to make sure that your house looks great, and you want them to have comfortable beds on which to sleep. Now, I know that we've been talking more about the furniture than the mattresses and all.
Yeah.
But I have some real-life experience now on the Sweet Dreams mattresses. When we went to visit our daughter in Nashville a couple of weeks ago, I got terrible sick.
Yeah,
you were if you've listened to any of our podcasts on the Ace and TJ network, you know how sick I was.
I think it was safe to say you were bedridden.
I was. I was bedridden.
Yeah.
I started out trying to be couch-ridden, but then I learned that I'm allergic to cats. A whole different story.
Yeah.
But I spent an entire weekend, basically, on my daughter's Sweet Dreams mattress.
Yes.
And it's so comfortable.
I told you.
She's not lying. I mean, that is a comfortable mattress.
Yeah, poor thing. We had to throw her out to an air mattress, and she was missing her Sweet Dreams mattress.
She was so ready for us to go.
Oh, she was ripping our sheets off before we even, like, barely woke up. She's like, put them in the washer. I got to get back on my comfy mattress.
Mm-hmm. And, it wasn't pleasant for her. Can you imagine going from what she calls the most comfortable mattress she's ever had?
Yeah.
And look, I'm going to be honest. She's had some really nice beds growing up.
Yeah.
But that's the most comfortable. And, you know, you go from that to sleeping on an air mattress. Or as Jody and other really Southern people call it, a blow-up mattress.
Did I say that?
You always call it a blow-up mattress.
Well,
they've got a blow-up in there.
I'm sorry.
But furniture for every room of the house at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, and great people. We thought they were great even before they started sponsoring our stuff. So
yeah, they're good people.
They have several locations, and they have delivery service for all around the Charlotte area. And you don't want your relatives having this. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you do want them on uncomfortable mattresses so they'll leave faster. But then make sure you go to Sweet Dreams after that. If you like your relatives, you actually love them, and you want them to sleep on comfortable beds, then go to Sweet Dreams.
Yes.
So.
They have some big sales going on right now.
Yeah. Seems like they always do.
Yeah, they do. There's a nice, I saw a nice sectional that was on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Look real nice.
Very nice. We're going to do, if this works, where we can use the equipment out on location like this, probably our very first reel that's not just a test will be from Sweet Dreams. So that'll be fun.
Ooh, oh, you just, okay. I hope they heard that.
Well, I mean, why would we not start with them?
Sure.
They love us more than any other business.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd like to get a contest going as to, like, have them fight it out with other businesses.
No, you think?
Say, who loves us the most? You know, throwing money at us. But so it's very easy to check them out and see what all they have and where their locations and all are if you go to acetj.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress sounds like a sweet deal to me. Now, here we are. And where are we? We are in Kannapolis, North Carolina, which over the past year and a half or so, we have fallen in love with Kannapolis, North Carolina.
The most precious town.
Mm-hmm. And we are at their minor league baseball stadium for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. because we've grown to love this team. See, Jody loves baseball, and so do I.
Yeah.
Oh, we love baseball together, don't we, Sugar Britches?
Yes, and I wish I had known you when you were a baseball player. I'd be like, ooh, he's so cute.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, imagine that. If you would have met me when I was a good-looking baseball player, hitting home runs and winning MVPs and all that stuff, as
like,
opposed to what I was when you met me, a mullet-having DJ that just started in the radio business after flunking out of college.
I thought you were cute.
Well, I was, but I wasn't, like, baseball cute. I wasn't baseball handsome at that point.
I'll be honest. When I met you, I would have not guessed that you had been a baseball player.
Yeah, believe it or not, most people, when they meet me now, have no idea. You know, they'd never think that I was such a great athlete.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why. I mean, I still look like I could go on the field in the NFL at any given Sunday.
Yeah.
Or on the baseball diamond.
Yeah.
With the Braves.
Right.
I don't understand what it is now that makes them not see what an athlete I am.
But I do love baseball. And you love baseball.
Mm-hmm. So we're trying to do this, and the main test is to see whether the music is going to drown us out while we're trying to talk. They keep lowering the volume, and then they'll put it back up and all of that. But we think that these types of microphones that are made for podcasting may not pick it up as much that it drowns us out. So if it's annoying, we apologize. But
I thought maybe they had gone in, but they're still practicing.
But you know who this would be annoying to are the people who are just listening to the audio.
Yeah.
And they can't see how cool the shot is behind us.
It's awesome.
Because our little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael have a condo. That's how much we fell in love with the Kannapolis and the Cannonballers. They were building these condos in Wright Field, right past the Wright Field wall. And little friend Jenny said, I want one of those. And we thought, well, she's drunk and she doesn't know what she... I mean, how many times did we say that, Jody? Was she drunk when she said that? I mean, we'll find out if that's still the case tomorrow.
We'll talk to her tomorrow.
Yeah, but... Yeah. She'd been on the waiting list for over a year now, right? When they were building them.
Well, she had it like locked down.
That's what I mean.
But
she'd been waiting.
But they were waiting on them to get finished.
Yeah, she locked it down while it was still just a slab.
Yeah, yeah, she locked it down.
So this is the this is where we watch the games now from Wright Field, and it's fun. And this is a playoff game. They're playing for the championship this week.
Yep.
So Jenny. Can she hear me?
Yeah, she's coming.
Jenny, if they win tonight, when do they play again? It's over. If they win tonight, it's the championship?
Because they won Tuesday.
Oh, I knew they won.
In Charleston.
Okay.
So if they win tonight, but if they lose tonight, they play tomorrow? We'll come back tomorrow.
All right. Okay. And yeah, and we're recording this on a Thursday, so I'm out late because Kannapolis is about 45 minutes from where we live. And the game doesn't even get started until 7.
Yeah.
So, I may just not be able to take my sleep mess. I may have to break it in half tonight.
Yeah.
Because I have to be up and on the radio and all in the morning.
You know what? I meant to ask you. Did you sleep last night?
I was up and down. I remember because I went to bed super early because I've slept maybe about 5 hours all week combined.
Yeah.
5 or 6 hours. I remember you came to bed. It took me a while to go back to sleep. So I probably got 4 hours solid last night. Yeah.
Four? Ugh.
Mm-hmm. But, and I know that's shocking to people that we sleep together.
Why?
Because, I mean, you act like you hate me, you know. They probably figure.
I do not.
Because people comment all the time how cold you are to me.
They do not.
And they say, I know they're either sleeping in twin beds
people
or
don't say that.
Different houses or
you full of
whatever.
It. Yeah, people don't say that. Do you peoples? No.
So, we have a lot that has been going on. The episode you heard last week was recorded like 2 weeks ago because there was a mix-up, and it was supposed to be posted the Monday before Labor Day Monday.
Yeah.
And that's when I was so sick. Have I mentioned that I was really, really sick?
Only
touch and go
million times.
Touch and go. So the episode that you heard and watched last week was recorded 2 weeks, and I don't even remember what we talked about.
Goodness.
We started getting messages.
That was before we went to Nashville.
Yeah, so we were getting messages about it, and I didn't know what.
Oh,
I was like, where are these coming from? What does this mean?
Oh.
And then it hit me. Oh, they're listening to that. It hadn't been heard before, but it was recorded 2 weeks ago, and I didn't even remember what we talked about. But obviously it was really good because people were talking about it like crazy.
Well, we've been busy, so I don't know what has transpired. Mm-hmm. A lot has happened since we were in Nashville.
And just let me say, I don't know if these microphones are picking up the background noise and everything, but how cool is it to be sitting here doing our little show, Jody, and hearing the crack of a wooden bat?
I love it.
Going on.
I know.
That, you hear it?
Oh, click.
I just love it. I just love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
So, look, we know that, a large, large number of people consume TJ and Jody's House through audio only. But this would be your opportunity, really, if you never go see the video stuff, go look at how cool the setting is out here. Even if you don't like baseball, you can see how cool this
would be. Yeah, we're not just in our boring old house.
Yeah. Our boring old house. That's
boring,
nice, Jody. I work hard for that house.
I know. I'm kidding.
I'm just joking.
It's a new atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so something really big has gone on in our house, and Jody, I don't know if Jody's been more excited about a television show on the Netflix or any of those in a long, long time.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you about it and give you our reviews of a hot show that people are talking about coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
TJ and Jody's House.
Welcome back to TJ and Jody's House on location at the Kannapolis Cannonballers Ballpark. What's it called? But I can't turn that far. It's this one. Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. Atrium Health Ballpark.
Yep.
In Kannapolis.
Yeah. They turn the music down.
I know. I'm out of breath. Because we're sitting up. You know I love an Adirondack chair.
Yeah, you do.
Well, these are Adirondack chairs that are like the height of bar stools.
Yeah, you love them.
But having to get up and down and then the way everything is kind of just.
You climb Mount Everest.
But I know, but all the equipment and everything is balanced on the head of a pin. And I can't move. And when I get down, I'm having to do. So then I jump back up here and go, all right, ready.
Yeah. I hope some song doesn't come on that makes me dance. Because it did before.
You can't control. Yeah, that. What was it? That Fireball song?
Woo! Yeah.
Pitbull could.
I love him.
Sing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Uh-huh. Where Mary dies in the end.
I love me some Pitbull.
And Jody would say, I love that new Pitbull song about Mary and having a little lamb.
I do love Pitbull.
And most of the time, I'm not making this up, most of the time, she calls him either Mr. 305 or Mr. Worldwide.
I do usually say Mr. Worldwide. Mm-mm. I love him.
Yeah, that's easy to tell.
You going to let me go to his concert someday?
Let you?
Yeah.
You do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Always.
Okay.
So, we're here on location just to see what would happen is all we're doing.
Yep.
And, of course, little friend Jenny is helping us a lot by coming to the screen door here and freaking out about when we're going to be able to eat a hot dog.
Yeah, she is.
I was like, okay, well, we're trying to record. And then I asked her, I said, yeah. When I was setting all this stuff up, I'm like, it's pretty impressive that I'm doing mechanical stuff. She goes, well, does that really count as mechanical stuff?
And this is why we get along so well.
Yeah, and so handsome husband Michael isn't here yet. He hasn't gotten off from work. So I have nobody to bounce things off of. So
you can bounce them off of us.
No, no, no. I mean, bounce off my complaints about y'all that would understand.
Oh, you complain about us?
All the time.
Oh.
Constantly.
Oh, well, we complain about y'all.
What? See that? I know that. Okay, so y'all know how we are, Jody and I are, about watching TV shows and movies together, being able to agree on something to watch.
Yeah.
And when it happens, I mean, it's just something. It's got to be great. So it happened, and
I was obsessed.
I think we rifled through the entire series pretty fast.
Fast
for you.
It was like a book for me.
And it was that show on Netflix called The Perfect Couple.
Mm, and I know a lot of people are watching that.
Yeah, it's a woman's murder show.
Oh, I love it.
Is what it is, because
I loved it.
There is a murder, and they're all like, as they say, a whodunit. But it's not the kind of murder shows that I would normally watch, where you actually see the person's head being blown off and,
like, what in the world?
You know, all of that stuff. You just know the murder happened, and then everybody's, like, all the women are just constantly nipping at each other and who did this and, you know, all that. So, I mean, it was good. I loved it.
But, and you,
I mean,
did not guess it.
Yes, I did.
He did not.
Yes,
He did not. He did not. I'm not going to ruin it for people, but he did not guess who it
I
was.
Did.
No, he didn't.
Stop
he
it.
Cannot admit it,
Stop
but he did
it.
Not.
Jody. Anyway, the whole thing was directed by a woman. So that's how you know that
she wrote the book.
I get it, but I'm just saying that's how you know that it's not going to show, like, somebody's arms being ripped off or their head being blown off and things like that. I told you I loved it. This is how bad it was on her, like bad as an addiction. We can be into a series or something just like where she is just loving it. But if I suggest watching an episode during daylight hours, I'll watch that later. I'm not going to watch TV and sit down and during the day. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
She came to me the other day up into my room that she's, you know, hasn't been in since we got a big, nice TV for the living room. and said, she didn't say, do you want to watch the show? And she goes, just so you know, I've got to watch another episode of that. And I said, well, you mean right now?
I said,
sure. We can.
It was important.
And it was Tuesday because she knew that I was going to be up late anyway watching the debate. So we could watch another episode before the debate
started. We finished it, but we had, maybe 2 minutes left, and I turned it off, and we had 2 minutes left because we turned it off to watch the debate, and then last night I was like, we gotta watch the last 2 minutes of this.
Yeah,
and it wasn't a very riveting ending for me.
Mm-mm. It could have stopped.
But I flipping loved it, and who's the guy that plays a husband tag? You knew
his name
him?
He was the guy that...
Liv, is that his name?
Yeah.
L-I-E-V.
Mm-hmm. He played Ray Donovan.
That's a handsome
me show.
Man.
That's a me show, Ray Donovan. From back in, like, from, I think its last season was 2019, and it was 7 seasons on Showtime.
Yeah.
That's a me show.
He's a handsome man.
It's like on par to me with Breaking Bad.
But he reminds me of you.
He does? Mm-hmm. No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm taking that as a compliment because I'm thinking about him as Ray Donovan.
I think he's so handsome in this Perfect Couple.
I do, too. I think he's handsome, but he was kind of goofy and...
I meant look-wise.
Looks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If we had more room to move around out here, I would kiss you right on the mouth.
No, I'm serious.
Because I think he's so handsome.
Me, too.
And I'm watching him, and I'm thinking... You know, if you're like I am and you suffer from weight gain in your life, and you see people in movies and TV shows and all of that, and they dress the way you
he dressed so good.
Either used to dress before you became a great big fat person, or they dress the way you would dress if you weren't currently a great big fat person.
Stop.
that's the way the his character in this
to be
in
honest
this perfect
with
couple
you,
dressed. I was like, every time he walked out, I was like,
yeah, I know.
God,
he
I
said,
I
love his clothes.
Stuff.
I said, so do I. But to be honest with you, you are more handsome than him.
Okay. You're just wanting me to jump off of this balcony, aren't you?
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Wow, I'm going to cry.
No.
Even now, you think?
Yeah.
But, you know, once I lose these last 71 vanity pounds.
You're going to dress like that?
Hell yes.
Wow, I love the way he dressed.
I mean, those casual suits he wore, those light flowy.
So cute.
But, I mean, a lot of it was linen. It's seasonal.
And he had glasses.
And you would absolutely love the way he dressed on Ray Donovan then.
Probably.
Dark jeans, like really cool designer boots.
Uh-huh.
Usually a white dress shirt and a sport coat.
Uh-huh. Mm. He's cute.
Yeah.
But he's not cuter than you.
But he doesn't have lips. Did you notice? His lips are small. Kind of.
Oh, did I didn't really notice.
You didn't notice
every
lips.
Time. Well, I'm not going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Things he does and that. Uh-huh. I can never see his lips.
Yeah, so he's handsome.
But you're more handsome.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And you're more beautiful than Nicole Kidman, who was in it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like 1,000-pound sister next to her.
I know. She's the size
Holy
of this
moly,
tripod.
Guacamole.
You can't see it on the camera, but there's a tripod.
She
here.
Is the tiniest yeah. human. I think would you say she looked like a paper doll?
Yeah. They showed a shot of her from the back standing on the beach, and she was wearing long pants and everything. She looked like a paper doll.
With a wig.
What were those things called when you were a little girl? Fashion plates?
Fashion plates.
Yeah, that's what she looked like.
She is the skinniest, tiniest woman.
And you know what? I bet you that husband of hers makes her
no,
be
don't
that
you
way.
Dare talk about
I mean,
him.
He seems all sweet and in
no,
TV
we don't
and
talk
everything.
Ugly about Keith Urban. He is
but
precious.
I bet you he's a
no,
he's
and
a
she's
tyrant
sweet too.
At home.
She's just tiny. She's yeah. tall and
I'm just,
tiny.
I'm just kidding. He seems like a very
yeah,
sweet
she's tall and tiny.
Mm-hmm. But that's a good show for couples.
Man, I hate
it. And
it's
I didn't
over.
Say anything smart alecky about it or anything, did I? I didn't pick at
I'm
you about
to think.
It. The only thing I said was. In the last episode, it went a little too on the silly side for what the
yeah,
content had been leading
I didn't
up
think
to that.
That. But
yeah, I'm no, but
I love
that's
it.
The
and
only
oh my god, the
I
beginning,
had.
the intro that they played with this, it's a Meghan Trainor song called Criminal, I think, and I loved it.
They were line dancing on the beach.
Like I want to do that dance. Mm. It was so good. Yeah.
Yeah. But see, that was one of those where I like the skip intro button.
And I do not. But I did skip it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But don't think
I
didn't.
Because you were ready to get to the action.
But don't think I didn't download that song.
I know, and I don't think for one second that I'm not going to come home one day and you're doing the moves.
Probably so, because I love to dance.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why it's little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael are a good couple for us to hang out with.
Because don't dance.
No,
oh,
he does.
He does.
He dances with Jody.
He dances with me.
And then Jenny and I...
stare at us like we're stupid.
Yeah, we'll get into the whiskey shooting contest. But Michael... Hold on, we got to take a break. But Michael has been saying something lately that is just...
Oh.
Something that we had no idea, or I didn't, about little friend Jenny. And but if it's true, then I don't see why it can't be true again. Let me tell you that.
What?
I know. So we'll get into that coming up next.
Okay.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, here we are back at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. We're here for the championship game. Hopefully it'll be the championship game of the minor league baseball team called the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hey, we're here to see the Cannonballers.
Okay.
We're badass. I can't do my Midwest accent. I can't do my Boston accent anymore here at little friend Jenny's apartment.
Stop.
All right. So, yeah, just testing things out on being on location. Now, the video may glitch a little bit or may have been glitching. I hope you've been patient with that. I hope you've shown us some grace.
Why do you think it's been glitching?
Because it does that sometimes when it's not in its normal location. It gets nervous.
Okay.
The camera and the recording equipment gets nervous.
Okay,
hold on. So, we were talking about how when we go as a quadruple to places where there is dancing going on, we're not going to, where the kids go and the clubs and stuff.
No.
But we went to Chattanooga one time, and they had a little row of bars and stuff, and one was a country bar, one was a 90s bar, and whatever. So, at the country place, they were doing line dancing and that sort of thing. So, Michael and Jody go out there and do the dancing. Mm. And then Jenny and I don't. So, Jenny is if you ever seen any of our small town adventures things, you know, she's not a prissy kind of, she and Jody are different when it comes to that. Like, if Jody puts on a cover up over her swimsuit that is a skirt of some sort, like a little dress kind of thing, Jenny calls it a prom dress.
Right.
And says that Jody's dressed up to go out with her fancy friends.
Sure.
So, Michael lately has been lamenting that he misses the Jenny he used to have that would dance with him.
Ooh.
You haven't heard him say it?
He's brought it up lately. I did hear that. What were we talking about? Was it when we came off the boat on Saturday and he said, we were talking about something we're going to be going to in November with the band.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Jenny hasn't danced with him in a while.
And he said that I've heard him a couple times, almost kind of to himself, she used to dance with me. I don't have that Jenny anymore.
So she
something
used
like
to
that.
Dance?
Yeah. Now, we would love to have her out here talking, but she refuses to.
Yeah, she refuses.
To be on any part of the. And if you ever watch Small Town Adventures, you know she doesn't like being on camera talking when I put it in her face. So she just, we'll have to wait and ask him full details about. Jenny, maybe she can just come and say yes or no to things. Where is she?
The song has distracted me.
Hey, so when Michael is saying that you used to dance with him and all, what kind of dancing was it? Was it did y'all go to dance clubs together and stuff? Or y'all would dance when y'all were...
Was it slow dance or fast dance?
What was that place in Cornelia?
The place in Cornelia? It was a club?
No,
Saeed's?
No.
Oh.
Irish Q. Irish Q.
Excuse me.
Rusty Rudder.
No, she's talking about a dancing. We've been old since we've been... We haven't been dancing.
I bet we went.
But what?
Right by H2.
But what kind of dancing?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. But you dance
like grooving and turning and clapping and.
What happened? Why don't you groove and?
Because here's the thing, we've been around music a lot with her.
Yeah.
She's never even as much as nodded, bobbed her head. To the rhythm that
bit.
I've seen.
At Jelly Roll.
But that's the most. So
a little bob.
So I can't imagine in my wildest dreams her getting down. Even, you know, when she's being struggled, Jenny. Oh, y'all know this song.
Justified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is from the Justified. But Michael misses that. So why would you?
Jody.
I know he's got Jody.
All right. Mm-hmm. You do need
sit
a friend.
On the sidelines and drink.
Yeah.
Sit on the sidelines, drink, and talk crap about everybody.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, Michael and I are like.
Yeah. But like his birthday's in November. Why don't you surprise him? And
he would rather you be dancing with him, not
yes.
me.
Yes. We'll clear.
Oh, she said no.
We'll clear the furniture out of our living room. We'll move the Sweet Dreams.
He has danced
furniture.
In our living room. Do you remember that?
Yeah, at our
he danced in our little rental house that we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was when
he
and
was line
Jody's brother-in-law
with me
Chuck
and Chris, my sister Christy.
Yeah.
And
this is when Chuck
we
got him so Louisiana headed.
We were dancing in the living room, line dancing.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All of us.
All those rednecks.
We were all
just out there
dancing.
Doing the boot scootin' boogie and the freeze. Because if you don't want me to, doing all that. Like they were doing in that night in that country bar in Chattanooga. And that one old dude was leading the whole group.
He was good.
He was, but I just think, at least for his birthday, just dance with him.
She said no.
I'll DJ it.
And I'll stand on the sides and...
Yeah.
Cheer you on.
Yeah, you know, there's no way there's a dance floor that Jody won't raid.
No. I can't help it.
Even if it could be y'all's anniversary, like your special anniversary, and they said, this is a couples only dance, the happy couple, Jody'd be like, the hell it is.
Oh, no.
Being all up in their business.
I know. I love it.
Okay. We could wrap it up now, but okay. Jenny, it wouldn't be the 35 minutes that you're 38 minutes that you're used to for your workout.
How many are we in?
We could go another 3 minutes.
Oh.
However, Jenny is waiting on us to wrap it up so we could go walk to some of the bars around here before the game starts, right? Mm-hmm.
I hope they win tonight.
Yeah. I kind of hope.
You hope they don't, so we have to come back tomorrow.
Come tomorrow.
Not have to, but we will come back.
Yeah.
We're coming Saturday? Oh.
Ooh, I love it.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh, there's already people lined up out the gate, y'all.
This is my birthday weekend, you know.
I wasn't going to mention it because I know you're weird about it.
I don't care.
He's double nickels.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that I'd like to, you know.
What do you want to do?
I'd like to just get a milkshake, Jody. That's all I want is a milkshake.
We can do that.
A spirited milkshake.
Oh, spirited.
It doesn't have to be spirited, but a nice creamsicle spirited milkshake would be delicious.
But can we say, like, if you haven't been to Kannapolis, like, it, come visit. Like, this
you
is the stadium.
Whatever you want.
This is the baseball
ballpark.
Stadium. Ballpark, behind us. But on the other side is a street with great restaurants and little bars, arcade. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's good people, like
yeah,
people, people who know how to act, who are walking around here and enjoying all of the amenities.
It's nice.
It's not a bunch of crazy-ass criminals and stuff.
I mean, there's no criminals, no, but it's nice.
Well, there may be some lurking out there.
Yeah.
You never know.
And then, I know.
What are you smelling? Hot
a
dogs?
Burger.
Burgers for sure.
And all the people waiting in line are just waiting to come get their burger.
You know what I'm thinking about? Since this isn't live, can you imagine when all of these thousands of people who come here tonight go back and watch our podcast, they're going to be kicking themselves that they didn't yell up here at us. They're going to be like, oh my God. We saw those people because I think little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael are the only ones living in this whole building yet.
I know.
And so they're like, those are the people that are all. Uh-oh, the game festivities
I think the gates
are
about to open.
Yeah. All right, so now that that's going on with the yelling, we probably have to wrap it up. Thank you for indulging us in our little experiment here. If I mean, we could be saying this for nothing, Jody, because it may never see the light of day.
Yeah, that would be sad.
It'd be all right. We gotta grow. You know, here we grow again. All right. So thank you very much. Love you, Jody. Love you, Jenny. Love you, TJ and Jody's house family. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.